Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're holding court with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending May 6th, 2017. All I can say is, wow, yet another big song debuts in the top five this week. In fact, we get two new tracks, starting in fifth place, where Future rises two slots with Mask Off. Future made a lineup change for his tour. Hang on for details.
Percocet, Miley Percocet, Percocet, Miley Percocet, rep the set, gotta rep the set, chase a chick, never chase a chick, no, mask on, get mask on, mask on, get mask on, Percocet, Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a chick, no.
Future makes his first career top five appearance as Mask Off jumps two slots to fifth place. The Atlanta rapper launches his Nobody Safe tour on May 4th in Memphis, and Kodak Black has been dropped from the lineup. He's currently in jail for a probation violation. The lineup features a rotating roster including Migos, Tory Lanez, and Young Thug. Opening in fourth place is Kendrick Lamar, who also dominates this week's album chart. We'll crunch the numbers after DNA.
I got realness. I just kill sh- cause it's in my DNA. I got millions. I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark. I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off. I got trouble. Some heart inside my DNA. I just went.
Kendrick Lamar is your hotshot debut artist in fourth place with DNA. It's one of 14 charting tracks from Kendrick's Damn album, which this week becomes his third number one album here in the U.S. It does so by selling 603,000 album equivalent units, and that gives Kendrick the best opening sales week of 2017, at least so far. Bruno Mars steps back a slot to number three with That's What I Like, and he's expanding his world tour. Stay with me for details.
Gold jewelry shining so bright, strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like. Sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like.
Bruno Mars slips a slot to third place with That's What I Like, but never mind. He's just added new dates to his world tour. His 24K Magic Tour, currently trekking through the UK and Europe, will hit Australasia early in 2018. For the first time in 4 years, Bruno will visit Australia and New Zealand for 9 dates, beginning next February 27th in Auckland. Ed Sheeran's reign at the top is over, or at least interrupted, as Shape of You falls to second place. Ed's spilling details about his Game of Thrones appearance. Hold on for more.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran slips to second place with his long-running champ, Shape of You. Ed will briefly appear in the upcoming 7th season of Game of Thrones. He says he filmed his scene last November, in which he sings a song for Arya Stark, played by Maisie Williams. Back in March, series co-creator David Benioff said they've been trying to make a Sheeran cameo happen for years as a gift for superfan Maisie. If you're a superfan of Kendrick Lamar, then this is your lucky week. Humble jumps to number one on the Hot 100. We'll take a closer look at his chart heroics after the song.
Right stroke, put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him be humble,
holla,
sit
holla,
down.
Holla,
lil,
holla,
be humble,
holla,
sit
holla,
down.
Sit down.
Humble.
Kendrick Lamar posts his second career Hot 100 win as Humble jumps two slots. 2 years ago, he and Taylor Swift shared the top spot with Bad Blood. Every one of the 14 songs from Kendrick's Damn album appears in this week's Hot 100. Kendrick is only the fifth artist to land that many songs in the chart at the same time. The Beatles did it first way back in 1964, followed more recently by Drake, The Weeknd, and Justin Bieber. Can Kendrick keep the momentum going? We'll find out in 7 days. Oh, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald with the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.